Greetings, fellow travelers, to a land where the boundaries of reality blur and dark mysteries unfold. Join us as we unravel the secrets hidden within the heart of Alcius in these Tales from the Labyrinth. The Tour of Four, Part 3.
Samira?
Making friends, I see.
It's a gift.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just... I need a minute.
Take your time, I'm here. This should warm you up a bit.
Thank you.
No need.
No, thank you for helping me.
Oh, I thought you were talking about... Right, no, of course, I was just in the neighborhood. This is a beautiful sword.
You want it? It's the least I can offer.
I couldn't, but thank you. Besides, I think you need it more than I do.
Yeah, a lot of good it did for me just now.
Don't blame the blade. I think those things are impervious to them.
Yeah, well, that's good to know now.
Nothing teaches better than failure.
I think failure needs a new curriculum. You find your glory yet?
Not specifically, but the mirror was not kidding about those challenges. Nearly got myself impaled by a Visuthrax earlier.
A Visuthrax?
I know, exciting, right? And I was just in the first 10 minutes of walking in. What about you? How goes your search?
You're looking at it.
That bad?
No, I don't know. I don't know how close to the center I am or what I'm supposed to be looking for.
The center of the labyrinth?
That's why I'm here. I heard a voice in my dreams tell me to meet them at the center. Everyone said I was crazy to consider coming here, but the mirror gave me some affirmation that I wasn't. But since I've been in here, I've found no clue as to what I'm supposed to do other than stumble around in the dark.
Well... this torch ought to fix that last part. Don't give up yet, Merrick. I know you'll find what you're looking for.
How are you so positive? After everything you've probably seen.
Because I know that for all the trouble I've faced, it's just another verse in the song. The best stories never stay mild between the beginning and the ending. There will always be tests and twists, but they are just that. Tests and twists. They mean nothing until they are met. I intend to meet mine until I reach the end.
Good luck, Samira. I look forward to hearing that song one day.
Keep some luck for yourself. You can't hear it if you're dead.
Father? Is everything okay?
I'm sorry, Merrick.
For what? Where's Cass?
She's gone.
Where?
Eliseus.
How? How?
Sometimes things happen, Merrick. Things we cannot control. Cassandra's time with us was a gift, no matter how short it was.
But she was fine. She was fine, Father. She wasn't sick at all. She was fine.
She wasn't, Merrick. She hadn't been since she entered this world. It was a miracle she was here for as long as she was. And I didn't want to cloud your time with her.
I didn't even get to say goodbye.
We don't always get that chance. But she loved you, Merrick. You were her hero.
I've traveled your halls for days. I've solved your riddles. I've fought off your demons. I have given all but my last breath to find you. And for what? For what?
For what? For
what? You wanted me to answer. You answered me for once. What do you want,
what do you
from,
want
me?
From me? From me?
Merrick?
Cora? Cora, you... You're alive.
Sorry to disappoint.
No, that's not what I meant. It's just, it's good to see a friendly face.
You have no idea.
Have you seen anyone else?
I ran into Samira a while ago, but I haven't seen the other guy since we entered.
Boston?
That's his name.
Well, I'm glad you at least remembered mine.
Look, as much as I'd love to play catch up, we need to get out of here.
Oh, did you find what you were looking for?
No, and I don't want to anymore. Let's just go.
Cora?
Come on, Merrick, we can talk later.
I'm not done here.
Fine, then don't come.
Cora, wait, what?
That's not my name, Merrick. That's... I'm not Cora.
I don't understand.
I stole that name so that I could get into the Tor. To get into here. After that, I thought I'd be able to go anywhere I wanted. Find a new life somewhere away from Calfuria, from Alcaeus, from this entire reality. But that's the thing, Merrick. The promises of wealth... of knowledge and glory and whatever other bullshit the council is peddling. This place is nothing but a parasite.
What are you
a
talking about?
A monster below the world feeding on us
when
all.
When is the last time you slept?
Don't. Don't you start with that.
With what?
Just come with me. Right now. Whatever you're looking for here is a lie.
I can't do that.
I heard you just now, Merrick. You know I'm right about this.
What happened to you?
If you come with me, I'll tell you everything, but we have to go now.
What is your name?
Does it matter?
You're the one who just came clean that it wasn't Cora. If I'm coming with you, I'm not walking with a stranger.
Cassandra. Why are you looking at me like that?
Where did you say you were from?
I didn't. Now, come on.
Are you from Calfuria?
I don't know.
Who was your father?
I didn't have one.
What do you know?
What's with the third degree? Can't we just get the fuck out of here?
Cass, hold on.
For what, Merrick? I'm nobody. Nothing. I don't know what to tell you other than I've been on my own my entire life. I have nothing and belong to no one. I don't know what's gotten into you, but please...
The Jade Phoenix. Do you remember anything about a Jade Phoenix?
A Jade... Merrick, what?
I think you are who I'm meant to find down here.
What the hell are you talking about?
I think you're my sister. I didn't know you for very long, but we played together every day that I did. Gods, you had the goofiest laugh. No one could make Father smile like you.
I already told you I didn't have
a father. He told me. Father said you died. That you were always going to die. I never really believed it. It was just something I had to learn to accept. No one ever spoke about it. In fact, mention of you was forbidden until people just eventually forgot. But I didn't. I never could. You're my Jade Phoenix. You don't remember anything? Flashes, moments, anything?
Merrick,
I know. Please, just try. Okay, I promise I'll go with you if you do, but please. Cass.
I remember the smell of tea leaves. A woman singing.
What was she singing?
Oh, I don't remember the words, but.
These winding walls have no controls.
I walk, I feel it stalk.
The shadow nears, famished for souls.
Holy shit.
Not many know that song.
How?
My mother used to sing it.
Your mother?
Yeah.
What was her name?
Elara.
Elara? The sorceress? You're a bastard?
Not by choice.
Is she also...
No. Your mother is the queen. Elara clearly took you because of the threat you posed to her.
Don't you mean to you?
I never wanted the throne. She, however, wants her blood sitting on it. I'm just a means to an end.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch!
Literally, yeah.
I have a family.
Hi.
I have a family.
Oh, not this thing again.
Come on.
Place is coming down.
Who's that fighting near the mirror?
Looks like Samira. What the hell is that?
Boston?
What happened to him? He looks.
Boston!
Get off of him!
Let
me do this, Boston.
What the fuck happened?
Something in that Athenaeum got to him. Go! I'll hold him.
No, we're not leaving you behind!
This is my first, Merrick. I want this. Go. Go!
Brown, look out! I got you!
I can't hold on!
Bro, I gotta climb. This door isn't gonna hold.
Wait. What is that?
Don't look at it,
ass.
Come on,
climb. But I see it. Take my hand, John. I see.
Cassandra!
Easy, Merrick. I'm here.
Father?
Were you expecting someone different?
Where's Cassandra?
Lie back. We only just finished stitching you. You're safe. How do you feel?
That's not important right now. Where is she?
She?
Cassandra, my sister.
You know better than to ask that question.
No, that's not... No, she was there with me. She was in the labyrinth.
The labyrinth?
Yeah, she was in the Tor under a different name, but we found each other. Yeah, she's alive.
I think you need to lie back and rest.
No, she was real, Father. She's not
Merrick,
dead.
Merrick, please.
I'm not lying, Father. I saw her. I held her. She... You know she wasn't dead.
What?
I know you. You're no fool. She would... If you would have wanted to see her body to be certain she had passed.
God. You really did hurt yourself out there.
What did Mother offer you in exchange? Power? The influence? What was more valuable than Cassandra's life?
You need
life?
To stop, Merrick. Right now. Cassandra... is dead. I don't know what happened to you down there, but you need to stop.
Why aren't you listening to me? I'm telling you that my sister, your daughter, is alive. Why won't you...
Look who's awake.
Now is not the time, Alara.
Oh, come now. I simply wish to check in on our brave little boy. Besides, you are needed in the council chambers.
I'm sorry, Merrick. I'll be back in a moment.
That's better.
Where is she?
Who, child?
Do you know damn well who?
I'm afraid I have no idea what you're talking
about. Cassandra! I know you took her.
Your dead sister?
She's not dead and you know it.
That's quite the accusation.
She was with me when we reached the mirror. You pulled us out.
I pulled you out. There was no one else.
That's bullshit. She was right there with me!
Ah, the labyrinth has a deliciously terrible sense of humor. I don't know what you saw down there, but I can assure you that...
No, don't you do that. I know what I saw. She was real. She was real! She was there, and you... What did you do? What did you do?
I'm sorry, my child. I was afraid that it might come to this. These delusions of yours require more... drastic action. You'll only feel a bit of euphoria, but I promise that you will wake up right as rain. Whatever horrors you saw will fade like a lingering dream. You've had your adventure, child. Now it's time to return to reality. No one would have believed you anyway.
Tales from the Labyrinth is a Patronize production. The role of Prince Merrick was played by Rob Mobley. Samara was played by Laurel Anderson. Cora was played by Aaron Mello Pryor. Boston Stonehelm was played by Scott Martinek. Alara was played by Justine Westby. Narration by Will Thome. Tales from the Labyrinth is created by Ross Lampert. The Tour of Four was written by Rob Mobley. Directed by Rob Mobley. Art design by Tony Patron. Casting by Rob Mobley. Music by Ross Lampert. Edited by Rob Mobley and Will Thome. Produced by Will Thome. If you enjoyed Tales from the Labyrinth, check out the other Patronize production podcasts, In Good Spirits and Villainology, available on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcast. Also consider supporting the show on Patreon.